Today's theme is poem. Today was interesting. Ms. Mishima showed me a poem a seventh grader made. Then I translated the poem into English for her. I think that translating poetry is more difficult than ordinary texts because you don't just translate the words, you have to translate the feelings of the poet as well. I was assigned to design this award certificate for this week's Enon Town Junior High School English test today, too. It was really fun to do. And now in Japanese. 今日のテーマは詩。今日は面白かったです。三島先生は一年生は作った詩を見せました。そして彼女の詩を英語で翻訳しました。言葉だけではなくて、詩人の漢字も訳さなくちゃので、普段のテクストより訳しにくいです。今週の伊南町内中学校英語試験のために、証書をデザインしました。とっても楽しかったですね。Today's kanji means walk. The Chinese readings are ho, bu, and a special reading of fu. The Japanese readings are aruku and ayumu. Vocabulary. To walk, aruku, aruku. To go on foot, ayumu.Ayumu, walk, hoko, hoko, sidewalk, hodo, hodo, stroll, sampo, sampo, walking, toho, toho, progress, shinpo, shinpo.Rudiments, 初歩、初歩。 Six of one and half dozen of the other.
五十歩、早歩、五十歩、早歩。
That's it for this time. And a special treat for anyone that actually listens to this, I'll read the translation of the poem. Okay, here we go.Esoteric ink. It's cold here, but I can't return, or so I like to say. Yet I despise this place. Just the same, I often speak lies, though I know it not right. I prefer reality, yet I know it not at all. I want all of you, but I don't need anything.As my avarice grows, I stop being me. Well, that's it, and I will see you next time. Be sure to check us out on the web at www.trevreport.org/blog, and if you get a chance, please leave a comment. Talk to you later.